How are you doing, Luca?
Great.
Someone has to stand in your place. I need
goodbye. I break down and you hear me cry. What I say, I need you. It's got some great restaurants. We checked them out. They're really good places. This is Bill Shanley. He's with me tonight. Well, in my life, I never stopped to worry about a thing. Opened up and shouted out, never tried to sing. Wondering what I've done wrong. Will this depression last for long? Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone? Mom and Pa look back on all the things they used to do. They didn't have no money. I always told the truth, you see. Daddy didn't have no toy. Mama didn't need no boys. Not likely. Today was such an easy game for you to play, us to play. But let's face it, things are so much easier today, I don't know. Let it be like yesterday, so we say. Please let me have happy days.
Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone?
Baby, I feel good.
Ailment of staying in Washington. I don't know why I'm telling you this. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah!
We stayed at Washington and I felt really ill. The doctors came to the hotel, two or three doctors came. And one of them said, "Sir, I suggest you don't do this much longer." And that was 15 years ago. I don't know why. He meant drink a bottle of Jack Daniels before the game. This song was from an album a few years ago. Bill and I came over to New York and we played the David Letterman show. Davey's a real, he's a nice guy. Got my Davey's He's going to do a song for you. This was an album we were promoting at the time. It was called Working Man's Cafe. This is inspired by being in New York and Annapolis. It was inspired by the twilight, dusk, the dawn, the people, the sleep people. Walking around trying to make up my mind what to do that day. And it's funny how decisions suddenly hit you in a moment. It's called In a Moment. It goes like this. Sunlight and the city is barely awake as all the early morning drifters make their way. Headlights in the distance, too bright for my eyes. Still I love the dusk, the dawn, between times they are mine. Cause you can't tell if it's day or night. Do we see the moon or the sunlight? Everything around is so transitional. Momentary lapse of rational. Looking at the writing on the wall, something that change your point of view. In my hesitation, I lost you. Sunlight at the city is barely awake as all the seconds in our lifetime tick away. So live every moment and hope is so tight. The second change is day to night. I had a momentary loss of sight. Fleetingly it went from wrong to right. In a second you could change from night to day. In a moment hope will find a way. Official autobiography X-ray. And I won't go into it too hard, but I'm going to read a little bit of it for you tonight. It's not too hard. It's quite light reading, really. But the show used to kick off. I used to say I was the child of an empire. This imperialist great empire that faded and crumbled. Tricky things, empires. They tend to crumble. So this first song is about that place, and it's called Victoria. Yeah, come on. We'll be right back. Canada to India, Australia to Cornwall, Singapore to Hong Kong, from the west to the east, from the rich to the poor, Victoria. I'm a product of a century which started at the height of class-conscious imperialism and ended with a society so reduced to totalitarian communism that in my final years at school, the saying, mediocrity rises, became very popular. Being slightly mediocre myself, I rose. Like a working class souffle. My generation has been taught to be so in touch with the latest fashions, you can see, that we've become faceless. We are truly victims of design. But oddly enough, although I was taught to think of myself as this anonymous man with no face, somewhere inside my soul, I believe that one day, I'll become an individual. I was born in a welfare state, ruled by bureaucracy, controlled by civil servants and people dressed in got no privacy, got no liberty, because 20th century people took it all away from me.
Thank you.
side product of the 20th century. Yeah, you keep all of the smart modern writers. You give me William Shakespeare, any old song. You keep all of the smart modern painters.
Yourselves a round of applause.
actually, I just did a concert in New York with Metallica. And it was a toss-up when we did that, or we really got it. That's just a joke. It's a great band, Should have seen it, it was a great show. I think it was on TV. What was I doing? I guess I was performing. This next song, about 10 years ago, I mean a decade warp, but about 9-10 years ago I decided to leave England and I went to live in New Orleans. That was a big mistake. Well, that's good. It's a box. In fact, I had a great time down there, made lots of friends, and my neighbours were particularly kind to me. Have you seen that guy living next door? You mean that English guy? Yeah, you know who he is. You haven't got a clue. Well, he's the guy that wrote that faggot song. Right? What are we going to do about that? I don't know, I guess we'll just shoot the motherfucker. My neighbors were great, I mean, but it was a random shoot right there. Anyway, the reason I'm singing this next song, it could happen in any way, it could happen. Not here, hopefully, but I wrote many songs. Watch that man at the door. This is a song that was inspired by the incidents down there, because these people, you love them because they bring money into the economy, but you hate them because of all the trash they leave behind. I'm talking about English tourists. This song is dedicated to the tourists. It's called The Tourist. It's got quite a nice little riff, so if you want to clap your hands, do you get a lot of it? ABBA should be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, say, oi! Those people who are opposed say, hey! Very Italian. Hey! It answers my question. Anyway, I dance and swing while ABBA sing, and I flash my platinum to the sound of Living La Vida Loca. What about Ricky Ryan? Living La Vida Loca. Street in the heat, the native beaches drum. Take the money, cause it's just another tourist having goes to the Mardi Gras. Let's kiss the blind star. Beer's cheap too. I think I'll make it my own. Just another tourist walking round the slums, flashing my plastic visa, out drinking with my chummy chum chum. All those other drunken Englishmen. Meanwhile, in an alleyway in the French Quarter, waiting for Raymond Douglas Davis, is a man with a gun.
Give me the money, money!
I'm going to go back there one day. The people were really poor, but the people in the hospital gave me the best of what they could give me. Really great people. Thank you very much, New Orleans. This next song was inspired, but nothing in particular. Why should I talk when I can sing it easier? I'm sophisticated because I'm living my life like a golden Homo sapiens. But all around me, everybody's multiplying, and they're walking around in flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in their cages in the zoo, man. Because compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees,
I'm a big man.
I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized because I'm a strict vegetarian. With the overpopulation and inflation and starvation and the crazy politician, I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't want to die in a nuclear war. I want to sail away to a distant shore and act like an ape man. I'm an ape man, I'm an ape man. And I'd be taking off my clothes and living in the jungle. Cause the only time that I feel at ease is swinging up and down in the coconut tree. Oh, what a life of luxury to be like an ape man. I'm an ape man, I'm an ape man. Fucking the price. I wanna get out of this city life. we'd be so happy. My eight-man world. Feeling very poetic tonight, so watch out. This next song is, I must say, with Bill tonight, but I'm singing lots of songs that I used to play with in, I think, the great band, The Kinks. If you don't mind, I'd like to do a few songs that we were sort of obscure King songs, so they say a lot about the way I think about the world. Yeah. This is about rivalry between two brothers. One of them's married, happy, got a couple of kids. The other one's a sort of vagabond, drunk, runs around the world, lots of different things. That's the other guy. I've called the song Two Sisters. Sabina looked into her mirror. Priscilla looked into the washing machine and the drudgery of being wet. She was so jealous of her sister and her liberty and her smart young friends. She was so jealous of her sister. Sabina looked into her wardrobe. Priscilla looked into the frying pan and the bacon and eggs and the breakfast to serve. She was so jealous of her sister and her way of life and her luxury flat. She was so jealous of her sister. She'd throw away her dirty dishes just to be free again. The woman's weekly magazines just to be free again. Put the children in the nursery just to be free again. Priscilla saw her little children and then decided she was better off than the way with us that her sister would be. No longer jealous of her sister, so she ran round the house with her curlers on. No longer jealous of her sister. Priscilla saw her little children and then decided she was better off than the way we was than her sister would be. No longer jealous of her sister, so she ran around the house with her curlers in her hair. No longer jealous of her sister.
your way and I'll do it my way. We'll see who's the one to survive. With no foundation, no qualification, there's no way that you can get by. No way you can get by. Why don't you take the easy way? Why don't you go up a bed? Don't just sit there and masturbate. To dust away the cobwebs of your mind. It's time for confrontation. I'm tired of being patient. So I've got to be cruel to be kind.
Singer was in a band called The Knack. The Knack had a big hit called Nice Your Own One. And the lead singer died recently, and they used to play The Hard Way in concert. So it's a little dedication to them. I'm going to do a little sequence of songs now that's. We just started a bunch of shows. Soundtracks, songs that have been used in soundtracks in movies. It's quite interesting the choice of material people use. This first song, it was a soundtrack, it wasn't a movie, it was a TV series called The Sopranos. And they used this particular song. I don't know why they used it, maybe it's an angry song, and I was a very angry young man when I wrote it. And it's called I'm Not Like Everybody Else.
I won't take all of the hand-me-down and make out a smile or wear a frown. And I'm not gonna take it or lying down, 'cause once I get started,
I'm going down.
The right words, but not necessarily in the right position. We can fix you on the computer.
Once I get started, I truly go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 I'm not like everybody else.
Yeah. What do you think of it so far?
Yeah. 'Cause darling, you know that I love the truth. I'll do anything that you want me to. I'll even confess all my sins like you want me to. But there's one thing that I can do. If you haven't worked it out by now, I'll tell you one more time. I'm not like everybody else. What did I say?
breathing.
I'm not like everybody else.
Say it like you're breathing.
Eventually, I stand up. And I'll take my jacket off. So. This was in a film by a man called, made by a man called Wes Anderson. It was a film, it was out, I guess it's a 10-year thing, I think it's 10 years. A film called Rushmore. It's interesting that at the time it was an indie film, and I have no idea why he used the song, but I'm very pleased he did. It's a song, I really wrote this song when I was about 16 or 17. It's when I had my crush on my first girlfriend. And I was so worried that she was seeing somebody else. You know, I don't say us. I'm a fool to believe what she said to me. But the film was used in Rushmore, and it's kind of had a bit of innocence to it. So imagine me singing it when I was 16, 17 years old. It's called Nothing in the World Can Stop Me Worrying About the Girl. Met a girl, fell in love, glad as I can be. Met a girl, fell in love, glad as I can be. Mm-hmm. nothing in the world to stop me worrying about that girl. No, there's nothing in the world to stop me worrying about the girl. You know what, this day I can't even remember her name. This is in a movie made by a great friend of mine, a great German director by the name of Wim Wenders. Wim was one of the great independent like Fassbinders in the 70s that made these great films. He made this particular movie with an actor called Dennis Hopper. And the movie was called The American Friend, based on a Patricia Highsmith novel. And Wim and I became friends. He said, "Well, I like using your songs in my movies, but I don't want to pay you any money." So we just became friends instead. And there's another wonderful actor who sings this song in the movie. He sings, it's his theme song called Bruno Ganz. He's a great German actor. Yeah, good old Bruno. You made it. He is a great actor. It's a song, won't go into it anymore. He's got some sort of brain hemorrhage coming, and he knows something is wrong. He can't explain the way he feels. And it also ties up with the movie. It's called Too Much on My Mind. There's too much on my mind. There's too much on my mind. And I can't sleep at night thinking about. I'm thinking all the time. There's too much on my mind. It seems there's more to life than just to live. There's too much on my mind, and there is nothing I can say. There's too much on my mind, and there is nothing I can do about it, about it. I'm thinking all the time. There's too much on my mind. It seems there's more to life than just to live it. It's ruining my brain. It'll never be the same. My poor demented mind is slowly going. There's too much on my mind. There is nothing I can say. Too much on my mind, and there is nothing I can do about it, about it. There's too much on my mind. He's in a movie called Juno. Because he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at night, and he comes back home at 5:30. It's the same train every time. But his world is built on punctuality. It never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine. He's so healthy in his body and his mind. The well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so far to tell me. And his father goes to meetings while his mother pulls a name. And she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she pauses.
pass his looks as well as built at every smart young man. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so far. And he's all so good, come on.
And he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind.
What is he?
He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
It sounds very together. Alright. And he plays at stocks and shares, he goes to the regatta, he adores the girl next door, cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial states. Come on! But he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so good. Yes, we got in trouble over that one as well. When I wrote the song in my innocence, you know, he likes his fags the best. The fag in England is his cigarette. You know. I had no idea. Well, there's a new album out, but it's been out a while, but it's just been repackaged and re-released for Christmas and New Year for this tour. It's called The Kinks Choral Collection. It's not a re-recording, it's a reinterpretation of me singing with a choir and a band some of these strange songs that I did with The Kinks. This is one song from the album. What's interesting about this is that we originally recorded the choral track to the way we're going to perform it tonight. But the choir sounded so beautiful, I decided to dump the guitars. But thinking about it, the choir version could not have existed without the way we're going to play it tonight. This song is called See My Friends.
She is gone and now there's no
Structures within those chords, and we just stole it from the choir. Dreadful people, aren't we? This next song, I just want to give you a snippet of this next song. It's also on the album. The album is mainly older Kinks songs, but this is a relatively new song. I'm writing a project about the London Olympics, and I don't know why. I just want to play a little bit of this next song. It's called Postcard from London. It's just
woo! Yeah!
Thank you. one, it's got a big choir in it, and my old sparring partner Chrissy Hines sings on it too, so it's really, yeah, that took some doing. Want me to sing on your record? This next song I wrote many, many moons ago in a fit of stupidity. I thought no one would ever hear it, but lo and behold, I have to play it everywhere I go. It's called Sunny Afternoon. Unashamedly nostalgic, because I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the Kinks, a great band. It's even more than that. You never had to sit at a table with them, but so you're lucky. they're great guys. I mean, these songs are part of my life, and I hope they're part of your life too. If you know them, please join in and feel free to sing along.
What you like.
that the way you want to sound? Let's do it all together.
Set me free, little girl. All you gotta do is set me free, little girl. We know that you can do it if you try. All you gotta do is set me free. Set me free, little girl. You know that you can do it if you try. All you gotta do is set me free.
Turned down by every record company in Great Britain, so nothing's changed really. And they sent a rejection letter. They said, the singer is much too ugly. Before I had my facelift. Should have seen me before. And we don't like the sound of that awful guitar, the lead guitar, it's too working class. But that's exactly what we wanted it to sound like. They described Dave's guitar sound as being like a barking dog. Some dog. And what a bark. Yeah.
great band. Yeah, yeah. Jeff Shannon, good job.
In a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne, it tastes just like a cherry cola.
See you on
there. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dubbed voice she said, Lola.
Thank you.